broke as usual. What I'd give for a fistful of hundreds right now. Sure, the house always wins. Sure, everyone's a sucker. But screw it all. This is Vegas, baby. There's no better place on earth to blow your savings. To the left is a restaurant. Over there to the right is the theater where the Animal Magic Show is staged. In front of me are the elevators leading to the guest rooms and suites. Behind me are the executive offices. No need to go to the elevators. To the left. Sick stage. Show's called Devolution. Demon dancers, a magician dressed up like the devil, and a dozen man-eating lions and tigers. Only in Vegas. Security's eyeing me up. They don't want me in here. Neither do the tigers. I can return to the casino if I go left. I can return to the casino if I go left. I can return to the casino if I go left. To the left is a restaurant. Over there to the right is the theater where the Animal Magic Show is staged. Restaurant's pretty full. Looks like the shrimp cocktail special's drawn a crowd. Up ahead is the kitchen. To my right is the way back to the casino. Kitchen looks pretty clean. Couple of dozen people, food storage, lots of shrimp, pots and pans, and uniforms to fit waiters and waitresses of all shapes and sizes. The restaurant is behind me. The restaurant is behind me. Restaurants. To the left is a restaurant. Over there to the right is the theater where the Animal Magic Show. Pretty posh office suite. To my left is a wall covered with paintings. To my right is a waiting area with a sofa, chairs, and a table. In front of me is a secretary. Stylish, young, and hot. A real triple threat. Behind me is the way back to the casino. Pretty. A wall covered with original paintings and prints by, I thought so, William Blake. Imagery of angels, demons, and the devil himself. Must be worth some serious green. Pretty posh office suite. A waiting area with a retro sofa. Above it's a huge mural of dozens of slot machines, all with 777s. Pretty posh office suite. A wall covered with original paintings and prints by, I thought so, William Blake. Imagery of angels, demons, and the devil himself. Must be worth some serious green. Pretty posh.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'm here to see Mr. Lonzi.
Mr. Lonzi isn't here, and no appointments are on his schedule.
That's right. I was supposed to meet him across town. I forgot where. Can you help me out?
Do you take me for a fool?
No, but I'd like to take you for a drink.
Not interested.
Oh, come on. Do me a solid. Just this once. Where is he?
He's enjoying a well-deserved day off.
So, he's in the building.
Yeah, but don't get any ideas. He never meets with strangers, and his security detail keeps pests like you away. Now please leave, or I'll call security.
Lonzi's in the building. Now I need to find him. Pretty posh office suite.
I have nothing else to say to you except leave now.
Pretty posh office suite. To the left is a restaurant. Elevators to the rooms and suites. A couple of guys who could pass for NFL linemen are guarding an elevator in front of me. I'll bet that goes to Lonzi's private suite. Behind me is the casino.
Guest elevators are over there.
Gotta find a way past the guards. Behind me is the casino. To the left is a restaurant. Back in the kitchen. Hey, those uniforms. That gives me an idea. Just need to get over there. Fits pretty good.
Hello, asshole! Are you the new guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's f***ing great. Take this f***ing order up to suite 2347 and be quick about it, huh?
Will do,
sucker. I'll use this to get past Lonzi's guards. The restaurant is behind me. Elevators to the rooms and suites. A couple of guys who could pass for NFL linemen are guarding an elevator in front of me. I'll bet that goes to Lonzi's private suite. Behind me is the casino.
Lunch for Mr. Lonzi.
Go on up. Deliver the food. Be quick and keep your mouth zipped. Mr. Lonzi don't like chit-chat.
The suite was killer. Retro meets modernism. More Blake paintings covered the walls. The man was a serious collector.
I didn't order any food. You screwed up, numbnuts.
Mr. Lonzi?
Yeah?
My name is Kane Price. I need to talk to you. It's very important.
Hold on. You're not a waiter?
I tried to set up a meeting at your office.
Hear that? I just alerted my security.
Whoa. Wait a minute, please. Just give me 2 minutes.
2 minutes? You're lucky I don't throw you off the balcony. I don't give interviews. I'm not donating to your charitable cause. I'm not investing in your BS Web 2.0 startup.
This is about your son, Oliver.
What? What did you say?
Oliver.
What about Oliver? Who are you?
You all right? You look a little pale.
I said, who are you?
My name's Kane Price. I'm a paranormal investigator. I've been in contact with the spirit of your son.
How much are you gonna try to bleed out of me?
I know this sounds crazy. I'm not trying to extort a nickel. I'm trying to tell you that your son is haunting a church in Lompoc. I'd like to take you there to see for yourself. There's a chance you may be able to communicate with him.
We're sorry, Mr. Lonzi. We thought he was a waiter.
What do I pay you for, huh?
Get off me!
Show this bum the pavement. Gladly.
On top of getting my butt kicked and earning a lifetime ban from the Phoenician, I also had to endure the humiliation of driving back to L.A. in a waiter's uniform.
Hey, jerkface. Nice tie. Give me a burger and some fries.
Lonzi was hiding something. I could see it in his face. When I mentioned Ollie, it rattled him. I don't know if I'd go as far as to call him evil, but he had a definite darkness about him. The next day, Ned, Eva, and I drove up to Holy Family Mission Church. I wanted to ask Ollie about his dad,